Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say basketball in Chinese. We have Ralph Simon, the chief executive and founder of Mobilium Global. Hi, Ralph. 你好。
你好。
Are you a basketball player?
I am not a basketball player. I did not play basketball when I was younger, but I am now a fanatic about basketball. How do I say fanatic in Chinese?
疯狂。
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 Yeah, 疯 is crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm crazy about something.
I'm crazy about basketball.
Right, 疯狂。
疯狂。
Yeah, and 狂 also means crazy, and uh-huh. it's quite funny. 狂, the character, is a dog and a king.The king of the dog is crazy. That's the, that's the combination. 疯狂。
疯狂。
Yeah. Okay. Or you can just say 疯。
疯。
我。
疯。我。
我疯。
疯。
Yeah. 我 is I.
我。
And 疯 means I'm crazy about.
Uh-huh.
And it could be anything.
And then, so how do I say I am crazy about basketball?
我疯篮球。
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 Now you brought this up. The way to say basketball in Chinese is 篮球。
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 篮is the basket.、
Oh,
and 球 is the ball.、
Oh,
so basketball.
篮球。
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 我。
我。
疯。
疯。
篮球。
篮球。
I'm crazy about basketball.
我疯篮球。
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 篮 is basket, and then it's a combination between、the bamboo and the dish.、
Oh.
So anything, imagine in ancient China, they created characters and they picture what's in the real life.、Oh. And in the olden days, the major material for most objects at home was made out of bamboo.
Right.
So a bamboo dish is the basket.
Right.
And then ball is anything round, is called a ball.、
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, originally that was a jade,、searching for a jade,、
right.
seeking the jade. And jade,、
right.
in ancient China, that was precious asset.
Of course.
And then seeking the、
Still、
jade.、
Is.
Yeah, and jade, did you notice that a lot of Chinese treasures、in the museum, they are round shape.
Of course.
Because round is like the sign, the symbol of right. auspicious.
Right.
So, 球 is the round object.
Right.
So, basketball is 篮球。
篮球。
And then there are many sports. So, if we want to say that's a football, we put the foot in front of the 球.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's a handball, we put hand in front of 球.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's baseball, we put a bat in front of 球.
Uh-huh.
So,Football is 足球。
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 And handball is 手球。
手球。
Then we have tennis.、
Uh-huh.
So 网球。
网球。
Yeah. And then basketball, 篮球。
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 Yeah. So how did you get involved in basketball? Why did you get crazy about it?
I used to live in Los Angeles, and when I was living there, I worked with a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
To try and bring a mobile company to the famous American basketball player, Magic Johnson.
Oh, I love him.
For a variety of reasons, we didn't get it to, we were too early, public wasn't ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
But we kept the idea of the brilliance of Magic Johnson.
Right.
And in England, we couldn't understand why there was no professional basketball. There is in Europe, but there is not、
mm-hmm.
in England and not in London.
Right.
So a good colleague of mine became the commissioner of the Premier League Basketball of the UK. And so we are now building what we hope will be next year, the first ever British Professional Basketball League.
Wow, this is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's、yep. a lot of hard work. And、
yep.
it's a lot of trying to...see where this is going to come, because in China,、
mm-hmm.
there's one individual、
yep.
that was responsible for making basketball hugely popular in China.
Oh, I know.
And his name is Yao Ming.
Yao Ming, exactly.
And Yao Ming is a very tall Chinese
yep. Yep.
who was、spotted、
yep.
in China and taken to America, where he became a huge basketball、
right.
sports figure and star,
yep.
and then decided to go back to China,
mm-hmm.
where he is now one of the most important sportsmen
yep.
in the Chinese sporting...
Yes, and then he became an entrepreneur and an investor.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and highly respected all over the world.
Did you meet Yao Ming?
I did not meet him, but they told me that if I see him, I have to stand on a box because I'm so short.
No,
that's the only way I can speak to him eye to eye.
Everybody's short compared with him.
That's true.
Right. You know, basketball is a big sport in China.
Uh-huh.
And then the story, of course, basketball, it was invented in 1891 in Massachusetts.
I didn't know that.
Okay. And then later on... of course, it spread around the world, mainly America and Japan, Taiwan, and then China. And during that period, actually, that was an organization called YMCA.
Right.
They brought basketball to China
uh-huh.
about a century ago.
Wow.
And then basketball became very popular, especially during the Long March, because the soldiers had to have some entertainment.
And physical exercise.
Exactly. And basketball was quite a convenient
wow,
way
to...
build the team spirit. And then,
yeah.
so during 1949 until like the late 80s, all the best basketball players in China were from the military. Because they have 2 million,
Two
million People's Liberation Army,
right.
2 million people in the army, how to exercise them? Playing basketball, 篮球.
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 Uh-huh.
And then you know what? If you play really well in the army, you get promotion, you get the perks such as separate dinner, your own dining room, of course, with a smaller group of people rather than with 2 million other people.
Uh-huh.
And then you get cars and you get a better marriage choice during the communist era. And then so that was a very good thing to be a basketball player.
So would you say that if I was a great basketball player in China, I'd find a beautiful wife?
That was like 40 years ago.
Ah,
yes.
Too bad about that.
Yeah, but 40 years ago, that was the situation. And gradually, basketball became popular, especially, you know why? There was a one-child policy.
Right.
And then, of course, all the children were single children
right.
during the policy era. And then the way to get children to make friends, otherwise they get lonely.
Right,
to make friends is to play basketball
so
in their neighborhood.
So how would you say in Chinese, shoot the basket?
Shoot the 投篮.
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 Yeah, 投 is to shoot,
uh-huh.
to throw something,
uh-huh.
and 篮 is a basket.
And to throw the ball?
Yeah, 投球.
投球.
Yeah, so 球 is the ball.
Oh,
so 投,
of course,
球.
That's right, 投球.
Yeah, 投球.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are more than 300 million people in China who play basketball, of course, not professionally.
Of course.
And then if you name any national sport, some people, especially the Western world, may think that's ping pong. But then the fact is actually
more basketball players.
More basketballs. Of course, you can have more people to play
of course.
at the same time.
Of course.
And then it's also something you can play in a small space without much equipment.
Of course.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ralph, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today, we talk about basketball, 篮球.
篮球.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Have a look at our website, chinesey.com. There's a lot more learning material. You can also do the recap video, recap audio, and you can save the word. Thank you. 再见.
谢谢.
谢谢.